Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
It is Brendan Escott in this afternoon. As you heard Randy Kilburn mention there, we are giving way at 1 o'clock to coverage of the regimental funeral for the slain officers, constables Brett Ryan and Travis Jordan. That unfolds live this afternoon at Rogers Place and here on 630 CHED just after 1 o'clock. In the meantime, though, we'll steer the ship there, talking sports on Oilers Now, where guests receive gift cards to Japanese Village, Edmonton's favorite teppanyaki steak restaurant. Come in and check out their new location at 3975 Calgary Trail. And you can start your new vehicle journey at Brent Ridge Ford, the dealer that doesn't forget about you after your purchase. If you value fair treatment and full transparency, call Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang at 780-352-6048. They are 12-time President's Diamond Club Award winners for customer satisfaction. Brent Ridge Ford, your Ford truck authority on the Auto Mile in Wetaskiwin. All right, without further ado, appreciate the patience of our next guest. Colin Chalk is not only the head coach of the Bakersfield Condors, he's also our headliner today. Brought to you by Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It's the best you've ever tasted. Search for WILHAUK today. Hi, Colin, you're on with Brendan. How's it going today?
Doing well, Brent. How about yourself?
Not too bad at all. Hey, a pair of games for you this weekend against San Jose, and you come away with a split. Why don't you break it down for us?
Yeah, we a good start on the first one, and missed assignment on a D-zone faceoff loss, kind of found us down 1-0. We traded goals in the second period. Let's say probably San Jose, were better. They controlled the better part of the play. And then things, we were not great, I would say, in the third period. We were down one going into the third. San Jose on that night, was better. We back up to Wednesday, though. We had a great effort versus Abbotsford, and it was a big win there going into the weekend. And then our team responded really, really well yesterday and played a hard-fought game to get 2 or 3 on the week.
Yeah, so a 4-0 loss on Friday, but as mentioned there, you rebound 6-2 on Saturday. Seth Griffith picking up a hat trick, and Raph Lavoie, another multi-goal game. He's up to 29 points in his last 28 games. He's not really showing signs of slowing down in the offensive department anyway, Colin.
No, he's put a great second half in for him personally and for our team. He's been a big part of our offensive success. He's playing hard. He's shooting pucks. He's hitting the net. He's driving the net. He's staying at the paint. He's protecting the puck really well. He's being a big body. He's playing a man's game right now. It's really, really exciting for him and for Oilers fans to watch.
I know we've talked, or you and Bob have discussed quite frequently over the second half of the season, especially as Raph continues his breakout. I wonder, Colin, what you're seeing out of this player that's making it sustainable, right? Like sometimes this can be a flash in the pan, but other times something clicks for a guy. There's something that happens over the course of a season, or maybe he's just more comfortable in his own shoes, whatever the case may be. But it seems like there's some sustainability here, and at least watching it from afar. What do you see?
Yeah, he part of it is confidence, right? You come in and you're from major junior, he was bigger, he's stronger, he could just shoot it and be stronger than most of the players he played against. So, at times, he was able to maybe take shortcuts and that kind of stuff and still be able to get past. Whereas, you're playing the American Hockey League in the second best league in the world. Everybody's good. And there's lots of veteran players that are good, big, and strong. So it took a little bit for him to understand to do it on a daily basis. But, he's gotten stronger. His work ethic, his detail, his offensive detail, his defensive detail, understanding what spots to be in, either getting there a little bit sooner or maybe breaking his skating down to get to a spot a little bit later. And then also is just his constant will and his constant work ethic. He's given more, and it's exciting to see that he's getting some back. So all areas of his game have really improved, and he's playing a really, really hard game.
I look at the roster, Colin, and really outside of Justin Bailey, there's not anybody else quite built like Raph Lavoie. So as far as having somebody to specifically model his game after that's out there on the practice surface with him, I mean, he's a little bit in his own category in a sense, I would suggest, at least based on the stats sheet.
Well said. You know, like Raph is playing a puck protection, a heavy down low game, a little bit of Zach Hyman as far as like that puck protection and that relentless on the corner, and all of a sudden taking pucks to the net and jamming pucks to the net or wrapping pucks to the blue paint. He has that dog on a bone mentality below the top of the circles. Bailey's got that breakaway speed. He's a flash, and all of a sudden he's gone. But Raph is playing a really, really heavy game, and you're right. There's not we don't have a lot of that here in Bakersfield, so I think that's exciting for him, for our team, and for Oilers fans.
Chatting with the head coach of the Condors, Colin Chalk. A couple games now for Carl Berglund, the former captain of the UMass Lowell Riverhawks, I believe they're called. And I'm wondering what you've seen out of the young Swede, the 23-year-old, Colin.
Yeah, it was a lot for him to come in, and San Jose came. They were fast, they were hard, they hit, and I would say he was a little bit better in the second game. I think it's a lot to ask for a player to come in and to be impactful against men right now, and then also down the stretch here when really if San Jose doesn't get a split, their season is pretty close to being over. So that's a desperate hockey team. I think the most important part is that he came in, he's getting his feet wet, he's learning the coaching staff, he's learning the Oiler Condors way, he's getting acclimated with his teammates, and he's understanding how hard he has to work and what he needs to do to be a good, solid, impactful player next year.
I wonder, you talked a little bit about the fit of Cam Dineen, who's got now seven assists and 10 games played for the team. A nice power play quarterback, but just overall, I mean, he's kind of a veteran of the league, of course, Colin. I wonder what you've seen about his fit has been like since that acquisition came in.
Yeah, he's definitely brought some poise and some patience to the power play. It struggled in the first part of the year, and I believe we're up over 23% there since January. But Cam has come in and he also brought it to another level. So, he's got, like I said, great poise, great patience. He also has a good shot. We'd like to encourage him to use that a little bit more. But he's just really brought in a great level of patience. He's also been someone who can break the puck out really well. He can get the puck on the tape to forwards with speed. And I know being a forward myself, it's nothing better than getting a good hard pass from a D-man instead of having to pull pucks off the wall. So he's been a real fine addition for us.
So I'm looking at the Pacific Division standings right now, Colin, and obviously you guys sitting in sixth with a 31-28-2 record. Can you put the playoff format into layman terms for us? Is there a play-in game that you're sort of competing for, or do you have to lock up the fifth spot? How does that work for you guys the rest of the way?
Yeah, the top four teams, home ice advantage, and then seven teams make the playoffs. So but right now we're in a good spot to be a playoff team. We believe we're going to be a playoff team, and we just got to keep helping ourselves. We need to continue to put winning weeks together. I believe it's 11 straight winning weeks of Condors hockey, and we need to keep doing that. Whether we get home ice or we start on the road, at this point, it's not looking like it will be home ice advantage, but we've battled back. We put ourselves in a real good position, and we need to keep taking care of business, and when we do, we'll be a playoff team.
Yeah, 7-3-0 in your last 10 games. It looks like you've had no problem taking care of business. Over the second half of the season, it seems like it's been quite a bit easier for you guys to come by the victories, and I'm wondering, maybe not necessarily what's changed, but do you find it easier to get into that Condors style of hockey here now that you're later on into the season, maybe easier than it was out of the gate?
Yeah, I think, you know, when we look back at our start, it was a good start. We were 7-3. We were first in the Pacific Division. You know, Evander Kane went down. We lost our goaltender and a few defensemen the same, so we had an 8-player swing. November and December were tough months. You know, our younger players were kind of like Berglund is. It's just, kind of his first test, their first taste. And some of our veteran players were also finding their way. You know, essentially we had to get back to square one and almost back to training camp. And that's what we did. And then we slowly just started to build momentum. We got healthy. We got confident. And, you know, we just tried to focus on one game at a time, keep the picture small, and we slowly crawled our way back in. So, you know, I think our team could deserve a lot of credit from just our veteran players being good leaders, them playing better, our younger players being impactful players. They contribute offensively. They understood the defensive side of things and really, really had great goaltending and made us, you know, be in the hunt to be a playoff team.
Game against Coachella Valley coming up Wednesday. That's the next action for your team. What has allowed for them to be so successful in their inaugural season, Colin?
They just have they have a ton of proven older veteran players that are performing well. You know, there's not a lot of draft picks there, obviously, with the affiliation of the Kraken being obviously an expansion team. So you know they're built a lot differently than the Condors are, and you know, so it'll be interesting to see, you know, in 3, 4, 5 years down the road if they go more of a youthful identity with that Coachella Valley team. But you know, they're a team that's kind of been through the battles and been through the wars, whereas like you know, a Holloway hasn't, a Savoy hasn't, a Lavoie hasn't, a Philp, you know, the kind of that Tulio, and they're getting great experience right now. But they have guys that have been battle tested and battle ready, and we played them hard this year. Really, really played them very hard this year. So we're excited for that challenge on Wednesday.
Now, my last question for you, Colin, is just what's the bill of health looking like for you guys as you got the 3 games this week?
Yeah, we're. I don't expect. We were hopeful that Malone and Borgo would be back, but they've kind of taken, I would say, a lateral or a step back. So they're still out with upper body Nima Linen as well. But this time of year, if you're not playing the right way, you're not 100%. So you know, like everybody, we got some bumps and bruises. We're managing that with practice and workout and treatments, but you know, our guys have been playing the right way for a while, and everyone's got a few nicks there, but like I said, you're not 100% at this time of year, but you got to give 100% of what you have.
All right, Colin, appreciate the time as always. Good luck this week.
Awesome. Thanks, Brent. Have a great day.
You too. Colin Chalk, head coach of the Bakersfield Condors. It's 12:48 in Edmonton. Coming up at 1 o'clock here, we will give way to coverage of the regimental funeral honoring Constables Brett Ryan and Travis Jordan. We'll get to some of your text messages when we come back, though, to wrap up Oilers Now.
Subscribe to the Oilers Now podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
All right, the Oilers Now injury report brought to you all season long by James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com. You heard Bob say Ryan McLeod is with the team, but doesn't sound like he'll be ready to play tonight against Arizona. He's been out with an upper body injury for a couple of weeks now. Ryan Murray is on the injured reserve with a back problem. Mike Smith and Oscar Klefbom are done. They are done. Somebody was asking not that long ago, like within the last week, if Mike Smith was coming back. Nope.
That was my burner phone texting in.
It must have been. And Lord knows you know how to work the burner phone, Cody Jansen. Royal Pizza. Pizza, pasta, and so much more. They're still making it great. Get their new Canadian Club Pizza. Ham, chicken, bacon, ranch, and fresh tomatoes as well. Visit royalpizza.ca. That sounds absolutely delicious. Absolutely delicious.
Are you off the Houston trend or what?
No, the football team is rounding back into form.
I was meaning pizza, not football. No one cares about the NFL.
It's called the Texan.
Oh, the Texan, not Houston. Yeah. Oh, dash one, I'll take it. Yeah. Bad start.
You need to have your own recommendation if you're going to be over there trying to slag mine.
I've had a recommendation forever. It's the jalapeno Hawaiian. Ham, pineapple, jalapeno.
Huh. You just left me speechless.
We've only talked about this for the past three summers, but...
No, you know what? That rings a bell. I'm just thinking about trying to eat something with both pineapple and jalapenos on it. I don't think I can do it.
That's why it's the combination that works. It's kind of like chicken and bacon. It's a good combination.
That's a way more natural. Way more natural combination.
I would disagree, but we'll let the text line tell us.
Do you think the mullet's going to sell out tonight? Because they didn't for Colorado last night.
I mean, I could think of a few better things to do on a Sunday night in Arizona, even a Monday night. Like, I get it. It's a small capacity, so, like, selling out should, in theory, be easy. But you still have to find 6,000 diehard hockey fans to go to a game on a Monday night in Arizona instead of golf.
Now, if this was in January, I bet you could have had 4,000 Albertans down there at that game. I imagine. Oh, it is spring break, though, isn't it? Or wasn't it? I think so. So maybe there are going to be quite a few. We'll see. I find it hard to believe they have a 5,000-seat arena and they only sold 4,600 seats to watch the returning or defending Stanley Cup champions, though. That's a tough one.
I don't know. Is Colorado that big of a draw this year? Like, unless you really love Nathan MacKinnon, I feel like his draw is probably a little bit more when he's out east or else in a division that does follow him that closely. I can't imagine too many homegrown Arizona hockey fans are drooling over seeing Nathan MacKinnon.
That's fair.
My opinion, at least. More people want to see McDavid. That's just an obvious answer.
Well, that's how it should be. If you've watched McDavid any other year, but especially including this year, you want to watch him play. What's interesting, I find, is that the Oilers' road record is almost identical to Arizona's home record. 21-11-3, the Oilers are on the road. 20-11-4, Arizona is at Mullet Arena. That's a pretty good record for them playing there. But no pressure, and frankly, I think a lot of the guys on the team aren't that far removed from college or junior anyway. Maybe it feels more like they're playing at home.
NHL today.
Yeah, fine, okay. We can do your segments.
Well, I don't. I got to sign off on this. I hear about it if you blow past it.
All right, NHL Today is brought to you by our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandise specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com.
Start with Matt Duchene. Out week to week, if you didn't see the video, he took a clapper right in the hand. So the Preds' playoff chances seemingly gone now without him. The Flames signed 2021 first-round pick Matt Coronato to an entry-level deal. Zach Dalpe got a two-year deal in Florida. Shout-out to the Toronto Six, winning the Isabel Cup 3-2 last night over the Minnesota Whitecaps. And as Bob alluded to, the Frozen Four set. Minnesota going to take on Boston University, and Quinnipiac gets Michigan.
That'll be a fun one. Love the Frozen Four.
That was crazy. It was Fantilli. After the third period, they interviewed him. Did you see that? I should have queued up this clip. But he essentially said, hey, we're just getting back to how we play. No one in the country can beat us. In before overtime, in the quarterfinals. That takes some stones.
Yeah, it sure does. He'd be, he's going to be a nice consolation prize for whomever misses out on Connor Bedard this year.
Oh, man, I don't know. And then again, you got Mishkov in the draft, too. Like, it's going to be a fun one. It's pretty deep, too. Mm-hmm.
Sure is.
I just don't want to see Bedard. And again, maybe this is a hot take. I don't want to see Bedard in Columbus.
No.
I know there's certain people who are hard against the take and maybe rig the NHL. I don't want to see Bedard in Columbus.
Rig it. I want him either in Montreal or Vancouver, Canadian hockey all the way. This day in Oilers history is brought to you by New West Travel. You can fly private charter for a five-day golf getaway to Pinehurst, North Carolina in October. Details at New West Travel. NHL.com. We'll go back to 1984. Grant Fear becomes the first goaltender in Oilers history to win 30 games in one season. The milestone 30th victory was a 9-2 win against the Flames in Calgary. Wayne Gretzky led the scoring, 2 goals and 2 assists. Tomorrow, daily faceoffs, Frank Saravalli for the horses. Horse Racing Alberta. Find event schedules at thehorses.com. See you at the races. And NHL insider John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Again, whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments, no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. Appreciate you sticking around. Coming up next, it is the Regimental Funeral live from Rogers Place. Coverage of the ceremony, remembering Constables Brett Ryan and Travis Jordan.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.